I'm not going to call it a holiday, although the accommodation was very nice. They're wooden cabins, or lodges really, quite big. And very nicely they are inside. And on the outside you've got, on one side, they've all got a hot tub, which we never went into. And like veranda with a table and chairs around it for outside dining. And when we got there on Monday afternoon, come evening, I'm not sure what time it was, and once we'd got the bags in, I went and sat outside. And I was really struck by something. As I looked out, something really caught my attention. And it really just kept drawing my eye back to it. Funnily enough, it was trees. Oh, they're gone. Are you putting it up, or? Yeah. Thank you. It was trees. But not just any old trees. You've probably heard the saying that you can't see the wood for the trees. That means that sort of overemphasis, over concentration on all the details obscures the big picture. And as I looked out on the forest, on the trees, I felt that the opposite was also true. That sometimes you can't see the trees for the wood. And you might think that's a bit strange, but I think when you're in the middle of a thickly wooded forest, you are obviously just surrounded by trees. And the horizon disappears behind this impenetrable wall of tree trunks. And as you look up, the sky is hidden by a dense green ceiling of leaves. And in this jumbled jungle, even the individual trees shield each other from being clearly seen, hiding their detailed characteristics. So to see the trees, there really needs to be a bit of separation. Something like that. As the path cuts through the forest there, you can see the trees on the edge a bit more clearly. They show up more because they've got nothing in front of them. They can be plainly seen. And to build a cabin in a forest, you must make a clearing. And even when you fill the clearing with a wooden lodge, if you stick a veranda outside, the trees on the edge of the clearing stand out. And as I sat there on the veranda, I was struck by some of the trees that I could see very clearly. They were sort of about this far from the balustrade of the veranda. And there were two particularly impressive pine trees. And what impressed me about them was their straightness and their height. Because without that cloaking of surrounding trees, they drew my gaze inexorably upwards to the sky above. You'd think that as I spent a lot of my life as a carpenter, it wouldn't have really impressed me, but most of the wood I saw was being chopped up. And it's a long time since I've really looked at a pine tree. And I really felt God was saying to me that they were a picture of God's people, of God's church, And I was reminded about the cedars of Lebanon. The cedars of Lebanon are mentioned several times in the Bible. And they stand as the crowning glory of that nation of Lebanon. And if you are familiar with the Lebanese flag, it's red and white bars, and in the middle is a picture of a cedar tree. It's a symbol of strength, it's a symbol of power, of beauty, of shelter, and of usefulness. The use in scripture is not always complementary, because when individuals or nations take those characteristics for themselves and pride themselves in their own strength and think it's all down to them, then God tells them that their cedars will be cut down. But those who honour God, who recognise that it's only in his strength that we can stand and prosper, are like those mighty trees, standing firm, standing straight, and standing tall as a witness to the world. As the psalmist says in our psalm this evening, the righteous thrive like a palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They thrive in the courts of our God, and they will still bear fruit in old age. That's quite encouraging to some of us. Healthy and green, and they've got a purpose. It's to declare, the Lord is just, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. God calls us, he calls me, he calls you, he calls his church to stand straight and tall. And I would also say visible. You know, a forest or a wood is a bit like our society today, or our world today, because there are just so many different trees or beliefs that people can hang on to. And it must be confusing for them. And we need to be visible. We need to stand tall and clear, so that we can be seen amongst the undergrowth. The righteous thrive like a palm tree and grow like a cedar tree in Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they thrive in the courts of our God. We stand straight. The straightness is righteousness, not ours, but God's. But through him, in his sight, without crookedness, without defect. For we are planted in the very house of God. And here, in his courts, we will flourish and bear fruit throughout our lives. They will still bear fruit in old age, healthy and green. And that purpose, to declare, the Lord is just, he is my rock, there is no unrighteousness in him. So we stand tall, so that we can direct the eyes of this fallen world heavenward, towards the truth of God, the truth of God's word, heavenward towards God himself. We stand tall to direct the eyes of the world to our risen heavenly King, Jesus Christ, and to proclaim to them his gift of life given for them on a very different tree. For he was crucified so that all might come to him, put their faith in him, and live. Amen. You'll note there are no pieces of paper. There are no colourings, and there are few of us. Nathan this morning talked about wrestling with God, not against God, but with God. And I think we do that tonight in our prayers. I haven't got any set, but perhaps we could think, spend some moments in silence and see if God directs us in any direction. Anything you might like to pray about. And simply do that. We are brothers and sisters together here. And I believe that God speaks. I believe he spoke to me about a tree. Some people would say that's my experience and not from God. But I think at times you know when God is trying to tell you something for your good and perhaps for the good of others. And sometimes he directs us in our prayers. If they're personal prayers, then grab someone else and pray with them. Or pray out loud now. Let's spend some time in prayer. I'm not going to give it a time. We're few in number. And if the silence gets embarrassing, although I'm not particularly embarrassed by silence, but if it goes on too long, we'll draw to a close. Lord, we thank you for that message this morning about Jacob wrestling with you. A very physical wrestling, but Nathan told us that it's wrestling spiritually as well. And we meet here tonight to praise your name, and we've done that, and we do praise you for all you've done. Lord, you are a great God. You're not a God that just looks down and from up on high and watches things going on and doesn't care. You are a God who created us all. You made us. You created our very beings, Lord, and we are precious to you. And you cared enough to walk this earth. You cared enough to come in the person of Jesus. You cared enough to die for us on the cross. And you cared enough to show us that death was not the end as you rose again and ascended to heaven. We thank you, God. We thank you that you care so much for us. Lord, we know in our own strength, weak. We are small, and we get it wrong so often. And yet you can still use us. We think about the disciples, some of them denying you, some of them persecuting your people. And yet you changed them. You didn't make them perfect, but you used them mightily for your purposes. And Lord, we look at our world today in so many places, the persecution of Christians, ranging from the mild pushing you out of our government and policies and legal system in this country to deadly attacks in many other countries, Lord. It seems that your people are under pressure in a way that they don't seem to have been for many years, that in almost every nation, every area, your people are being picked out and persecuted. Lord, we would pray that you would give us all faith, particularly those facing violence, that you would help them to hold fast, that you would help them to stand separate, holy, pointing the way to you, to the way of love. We thank you for their witness, Lord. Amen.